Welcome to Manager Tools, Teaching Decision Making, The Responsibility Ladder, Part 2. Here we go. This cast answers these questions. How can I teach my directs how to make decisions on their own? How can I help my directs make better decisions? How can I help my directs learn how to take responsibility for projects? Well, if you want answers to these questions and more, keep listening.
If you enjoy our guidance about the management trinity, getting to know your people, talking about performance, asking for more, pushing work down, and our tools are helpful, one-on-ones, feedback, coaching, and delegation. The ideal way to learn about implementing them is to come to one of our effective manager conferences. One day, we cover all of the major topics. You practice feedback, you practice coaching, you practice delegation. I can't tell you the number of times people have said to us, "Wow, I thought I understood the tools. And then when I had to practice, I realized I've taken it to another level." Come to the website, check out our conference schedule, see us all over the U.S. and in Europe and in Asia and in Australia. See you there.
Last week, we talked about the first step in working up the responsibility ladder with your directs, which is to assign deliverables first. And we talked about deliverables and tasks and the whole thing. So folks, if you didn't listen to the previous cast, I'd encourage you to go back and do that.
Yep.
The next step is explain context, the why of all this.
Yeah, last week when we talked about deliverables, tasks, or the advanced, more effective versions of tasks, which is deliverables, which we've talked about many times before, are the atoms of responsibility and organizational success relative to human behavior. Individual tasks, things that people have to do.
Yeah, the atoms. So we're talking about the physics of responsibilities.
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yeah. And look, people don't pay any attention to it. And we get situations where managers don't know anything about tasks. Not their own fault. I mean, nobody's teaching this stuff. They don't know about tasks. They don't know about deliverables. They assign a project. They assume, because we all, many of us, I just talked recently with a couple of our staff about this, about how once you know something, you forget that you ever didn't know it. And you don't realize that there was a period before when you didn't know it. And so you assume other people know the stuff you know. And many managers get irritated that their people don't know the stuff that they know because they just take for granted that everybody knows their stuff. But if you don't know about tasks and deliverables, and then you assign a project to somebody because you've done tasks, you've done deliverables, you've done projects, and then people start messing it up, you have this incredible black hole. You do not know what's happening or how it's happening or why it's happening. And you really start just sort of poking around in the dark trying to figure out what the problem is. Is it that they're not motivated? I mean, that's the common thing. Is it that they're not smart? That's another one. And it always tends to be about internal characteristics rather than about tactical skills. You know, we talk about skills and abilities as things you can do, and we talk about traits and characteristics as things that are inherent to you. You can be an honest person, and you can tell the truth, or you can lie. But telling the truth and lying are behaviors, and being an honest person is an inherent characteristic. And too many managers don't understand that basic building block of deliverables. And this series is about helping people learn how to make decisions, but in fact, learning how to make decisions, the responsibility ladder, essentially is shared by the whole idea of task accomplishment, project accomplishment, and so on. So tasks and deliverables are at the core of almost everything, at the atomic level, if you will, at the molecular level, and you've got to get those right. And I'll tell you, if you get them right, if you ask people, hey, look, here's what I need you to do very specifically, and there's a deadline and so on, once you can get past the micromanaging, the cries of micromanaging, the astroturf of micromanaging, things get much more easy, much more quickly. The problem is, okay, we start with tasks, and when we do that, many directs will feel that the tasks themselves, as opposed to individual tasks, as opposed to connected tasks, right? Hey, here are 10 things I need to do for this project, or hey, you've got the total project responsibility. They don't necessarily feel a sense of purpose. they don't feel connected to the larger mission. And you might say, well, I don't really need them to feel connected to the larger mission. And at the lowest level of the organization, do we need to show that every single task connects to the profitability of the organization? No, let's not overstate it, right? Right. Let's not go too far. But one of the things that I've read in the last couple of years, it comes from a book called Drive by Daniel Pink that I really liked, is when it comes to work and the ability to do it to a high level and to achieve satisfaction from it, there's a general psychological approach that says work has three components that are necessary to achieve satisfaction and high level success, which are autonomy. You're able to do the work yourself. You don't have to rely on somebody else, and you feel like you're doing the work. You're making a difference. Mastery, which is the ability to improve, the feeling that I'm going to become an expert at this, and you feel the satisfaction of becoming smarter and better at something. And then purpose, which is connected to or serving a larger result. So I probably should have said that right up front when we talked about tasks and deliverables, because I know there are people who are like, I don't want to do tasks, and I don't really know how to describe why I don't want to get down into the weeds. Well, part of it is you don't want to micromanage. But the other part is because there's a part of you that says, I want to give my people purpose. I want them as a high level as I can get them, as soon as I can get them, which, by the way, we're going to come to later in this guidance. But again, if you give them just tasks and they're unconnected, as part of your process early on with fairly inexperienced directs to make sure that they can handle the larger pieces of organizational success, you run the risk that those tasks being unconnected, being specific, and so on, will lack a little bit of purpose. In my opinion, that's a necessary building block, but there is a way around the tasks being unconnected, sort of islands drifting aimlessly in the sea. And I'll go even a little bit further here. What ends up happening if you give these unconnected tasks, and if you've been a manager a while, you've probably experienced it when you're giving out rapid fire orders and so on, is that if you then just say, or you just tell them generally, hey, go do this, and you leave them on their own and you allow them to do that, what ends up happening is you've given them a detailed plan, but it backfires. And the reason why, and we hear this all the time from managers who say, you know, I've got the plan in my head. I assigned the task. There were 30 or 40 tasks. I gave, you know, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 to a number of different people. And it's not working. They come back to me with all kinds of questions and all kinds of situations that could never have been predicted. And it seems obvious to me that, well, they should do X. And they're asking me about whether they should do Y or Z. I'm like, no, why would you do that? You got to do this because of this. And directs do that. And this is one of the reasons why managers feel interrupted all the time and yet at the same time not connected to their directs, is because the directs literally don't know what to do. They are put in a situation where the task is not complete enough or the situation changes once you take action. And it's not because they're not smart. It's because they don't have a why. They don't understand the end goal of the totality of all the tasks and the projects and so on. And without a why for the project, the end result, they don't have a roadmap to apply when the road they're in forks sort of unexpectedly. Now, look, we have the roadmap in our head. It's obvious to us. And unfortunately, guys, because it's obvious to us, going back to the part that you've forgotten what you didn't know, you've forgotten that you didn't know something, and we end up drawing the wrong conclusion that our directs aren't smart. How come they can't choose the right thing? It's obvious, right? And the point of that is the fault of that is actually ours. Our intent wasn't clear. And so we have to do something about that. And look, as you know, everybody knows the Nietzsche quote, he who has a why can bear almost any how. And one of my favorite American generals, General Patton, said, never tell people, and I think he meant soldiers, never tell people how to do things. Tell them what to do, meaning the result, and they'll surprise you with their ingenuity. And for those of you who are going to write and say, well, if I give very detailed tasks, I'm telling them how. No, I'm not. I'm going to give them a result that I expect, and I'm going to give them a very clear deadline, but I don't care if they do it standing on their head in the corner. And the absence of that how, by the way, not telling people the details of how, is a really big part of autonomy when it comes to the components of tasks. But look, we can still teach and validate the necessary basics of a project or a larger set of work tasks at a granular level, and then also connect those tasks and or hopefully deliverables to a purpose. We don't have to assume that purpose can only be achieved by leading or managing big outcomes.
Yeah, I think people make that mistake sometimes. Like,
yeah,
there's no purpose until you're an executive or the president or CEO or whatever, right? It's not true.
Yeah, and I think a lot of managers think, well, we have a podcast, a guidance that I really like that doesn't get much traction called Managers Are Not Communicated To, They're Communicated Through. Meaning, when you get an email from your boss or from HR or something, part of a distro, your job is not to just forward that on to your directs. Your job is to say, this is what this means for us. Here is how we're connected to this. This is what we will do differently because of this change and so on. That's part of connecting people to the organization. If you just say FYI, people don't know what it means and they're wondering whether or not that's going to affect them or not affect them. Same thing in reverse. If you can show people the context, the why, how what they're doing connects to what you're doing, and maybe not perfectly all the way up the top, but if you've made clear that based on where you are and what you and your team do, these are the deliverables, these are the larger metrics that we're going to achieve. Maybe it's cost, maybe it's quality, maybe it's sales, maybe it's reduction in errors, whatever. If you have clear guidance about, not strategy, teams don't necessarily have strategy, but these are the things, here are our goals for the year, our quarter, our month, whatever, and you can connect it to that, your people will understand, if you're a good communicator, if you're building relations with them, that the reason why you set your quarterly, annual goals, whatever, is that's connected to the larger organization. And it's part of our job to say, and this is why I choose that, and here's how we're helping the organization. So that way, once you establish that intermediary set of goals or objectives or mission statement, what have you, you can then connect lower level things to that purpose. And there's an assumption that that purpose connects to the larger purpose.
Right. And there's lots of other benefits too, right? The idea that if somebody has the context and things go haywire and you happen not to be around, they have context in order to allow them to figure out what to do next, even though it's not the precise thing that they had set out to do, right?
Yeah, we have a podcast called The Leader's Intent, which comes actually from the military, the commander's intent, that you explain, hey, here are all the details. Here's what I recommend. Here's what I'm saying we're going to do. Here's our mission. And it is in service of this. So if you get in a situation where you don't know what to do, do something that you believe is in the service of this. And I have good leaders and junior leaders and subordinates. And I know that no plan survives first contact with enemy. Everybody has a plan in a boxing match until they get hit. And so I want you to know how things connect. So rather than saying to a direct, I need you to put the live video training tasks into Smartsheet. I need it done by Tuesday, and you need to send me an email and let me know it's done so I can go edit some other tasks as well. We're going to take a little longer, and we're going to give them the why or the context of the task that we've assigned to them. And it might sound something like this. Hey, look, I've got something I'd like your help with. First, we're going to start delivering live video training by the end of 2017. We think we can add this new product that might make it a lot easier for our international listeners to get training from us, as well as some domestic listeners as well. It's going to be four or five of us working on it over the next 6 months. That means we'll want it in Smartsheet, which is how we track longer, bigger projects. We'll want it reported on weekly during our ops meeting on Friday morning. And that will just help with visibility and accountability. Will you please send me a link to the Smartsheet page in Cypress with the initial tasks by noon, 21 Feb? Okay. And that takes a little longer. Now, the next four tasks that I assign to this person relative to this live video training product is all hang off of that. So I only have to give the context one time. And if they still don't know what to do in a certain situation, they'll be smarter to ask better questions, and it will be easier for me to give them better answers. And I won't always have to be repeating myself about why we're doing it. And so therefore, that would indicate we need to do X versus Y. And look, don't just share your intent. Be clear that you're sharing your intent you're not just chattering, and why you're sharing your intent. And it might sound like this. Hey, just to be clear, I'm giving you this perspective, this background, because in my opinion, the person doing the work ought to be able to make decisions about the work. If you come to a fork in the road, make a decision, choose one or the other, make a choice, and keep moving. If you think it's too big a decision, you know, it'll cost $500,000 or something, fine, okay, ask me, but assume it's not too big a decision. I'm telling you this because I trust you to do the work, and that means I trust you to make choices about it. It's always true. If I trust you to do the work, I trust you to make choices about it. And if you're always asking yourself, well, can I do this? Generally, my approach is, yes, you can. And let's talk about what happened that you got wrong rather than you stopping and saying, I don't want to be wrong. I only want to be right. And if I don't know what's right, you have to tell me exactly what's right. Because if you do that, you won't develop good decision-making skills. I'll be the one making all the decisions. And suddenly then the task will redound to me, because if I'm the one making the decisions on the task, then I ought to be the one doing the task. But that doesn't work from a scale perspective.
That's right. And largely we've been talking up until now in terms of the responsibility ladder about the act of doing things, of completing tasks, being assigned tasks, and the manager giving context for those tasks and deliverables. But now you're starting to talk about decision-making, which is part of the responsibility ladder, right? It's not about just doing, it's about responsibility and making decisions. So that's a good transition to our next point, which is assigning research tasks, which is less about doing and more about analysis and making recommendations, which is part of responsibilities.
Exactly.
I think we're at a good point for talking about assigning research tasks, which is our next topic, but I think that's a fairly long one. So this sounds like a pretty good spot to stop, and we'll get to that next week.
Cool.
All right. Thanks, my friend.
Anytime, partner.
Thanks, everyone. That's it. We'll see you next week. Have a great one. If you enjoyed this podcast and you want the how-tos of management wherever you are, check out the free Manager Tools mobile app. It's available on both iOS and Android devices. Go to the Apple Store or the Google Play Store and download the Manager Tools app. Just search for Manager Tools in the respective store, or go to the Manager Tools website, www.manager-tools.com, and you'll find the links on the bottom of the homepage. Once you've installed the Manager Tools app, you'll have access to all the Manager Tools and Career Tools shows anytime, anywhere you want. With easy searching of podcasts by category, using the map of the universe, or using built-in search functions, it couldn't be easier. Additionally, if you're Manager Tools personal licensee, you'll have easy access to all the show notes right from the app whenever you want. Go to the App Store and download the Manager Tools mobile app. You'll be happy you did.